I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, lately, the way the team's played, you guys have played 7-3 hockey in the last 10 games. What do you feel has been the difference that has made this team play much better?
I think there's a lot of urgency in our game, a lot of attention to detail, which I think we had early in the year, but it's not made enough for the full games. And everybody's doing a stick to it. We've been out of games, we've been down, and we've been battling back. So it's been fun playing so far.
It seems like from everybody too, especially in the last couple of games, there's been a physical aspect to the game too, as far as using physicality to win battles, whether it's in front of the net or on the wall.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of desperation. You know, we know we need to put a big streak here together to get back in the mix. So. I think we're playing, for our lives right now.
No, you enjoyed the last Carolina game. Not only did you win, but you wound up with a hat trick. tell me about that game and how it went well for you. Why it went well for you, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, one of those games pucks went in. I think, you're obviously one of the elite teams in the league. And I think we came out, we started hard, obviously scored first shift. And I think we kind of just kept rolling with it. A little unorthodox hat-trick, but I'll take it as my first.
Remember when you got here, you said you were hoping to improve your offense. You knew you're a good two-way player, but you just wanted to improve on it, which you have done. You've already hit career highs. People might say, well, yeah, but Edmonton should be a higher scoring team than Buffalo. I don't know. I don't think they are right now. But what has been the key for you this year that you have been able to improve that offense?
Just think confidence, taking those strides. I think, relying on me more to, do that offensively. So just kind of trying to take that and run with it.
Carolina's the type of team under Rod Brindamore. It seems like you know what you're getting. You get the same thing from them every time, don't you?
Yeah. Especially, it's a completely different game, playing on the road than in this building. It's one of the toughest places to win, so we're going to need our best tonight to get the 2 points. They're a super detailed team, and they play a really high-energy game. So it's going to take everyone, and it's going to be a good test for us.
Was it an adjustment for you to play the Eastern Conference teams more? You came from the Western Conference. You played them twice a year, but now you see them a lot more. Is that an adjustment? Is there a difference between the two conferences or not really?
I'd say it's a little bit more trading chances in the East. I'd say, in the West, I think with the travel, it's a little bit longer and all that. You kind of play more of a, I don't say structured game, but just more of a, you're not trading chances as much. But it's pretty similar. I mean, it's the NHL. That's guys switching around conferences every season. So it's definitely weird to play certain teams more and only get a couple teams like twice a year. So a bit of adjustment, but I'm enjoying it.
Lindy told us he had set the every five-game goal for you guys. You have five-game segments coming up. Are you a goal-oriented person? Do you like when the coach sets goals like that?
I do. Especially at this point in the year, I think, it keeps our group motivated and engaged. I think, at the end of the year, sometimes if you're a couple points out, you can almost just write the season off. And I think that'll be these segments that kind of keeps in perspective that we do have a chance to still make it. If we hit our goals, it gives us a good chance to be in there. And I really like it.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.